Sing Along with Mitch, your Skype name?
You know, I did the last record I did was actually called Sing Along with Mitch.
A reference to Mitch Miller?
It's just a joke.
Come on, Mitch Miller. You can say it. Mitch Miller fan in the 1960s?
I wasn't a Mitch Miller fan, but I was alive. It dates me.
I remember being over at Grandma and Grandpa's house watching Walt Disney and Ed Sullivan, and you know, they had these Mitch Miller Sing Along with Mitch album and stuff like that, and we were always gagging, you know, Grandma and Grandpa listening to this stuff.
I have my coffee mug sitting on a, I don't know if you know, they make these little coasters that are the inner circle of LPs.
Oh, sure. Okay. Yeah.
This one says, "Party, Sing Along with Mitch, Mitch Miller and the Gang."
Very cool. I'm so jealous. Well, I want to ask you a little bit more about some stuff from the 60s, 70s, and 80s, but let's talk about your brand new album. It's called Puzzle. Puzzle is one of the songs that you wrote for this album. Is there anything behind the title?
You know, there's not much truly that I can't quite recall. I don't know, it was kind of a quirky little intricate harmonically, melodically, just sort of took a few little twists and turns, seemed like an appropriate name at the time.
Back in the day, you were playing with Jerry Mulligan.
That was kind of one of my first sort of professional engagement.
There's not too many people alive today that can say that. That's pretty cool.
No, yeah, it was really cool. I was really young. He had hired a really young rhythm section, and one of them was my friend, and he got me in it.
How did that go about?
I remember just being invited to go play with him at his house in Darien, Connecticut, and we just played one day. Played a couple tunes, and they said, "All right, you're in." I first started playing with a big band, and then I started playing with a small group as well.
What was his house like? What was it like being in Jerry Mulligan's house?
You know, it was a nice house. I don't have any, nothing really stands out. The one thing I do recall about him from that time, I guess I was around when he was doing that. He would do the Sunday Times crossword puzzle, and he would just go like across, just in order, you know, like boom, 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 boom. There was never any doubt about that it was going to work out, the down part, you know?
So we're back to Puzzle. It's the title to the new album by Mitchell Foreman. In the 80s, after you were working with Jerry and you did some solo work, and you know, you worked with a lot of names a lot of people know about, Wayne Shorter, John Scofield, John McLaughlin. These are all names that were centered around Miles Davis, at least at some time. Did you ever have a chance to get to know Miles at all?
I never had a chance to work with him, but I did get to know him a little bit. He was always, when I was playing with McLaughlin, we were doing a lot of the same circuit, European like festival tour. And he was backstage, and I got to talk to him. I got to meet him. I actually got to go to his house in New York. My Miles Davis story is one day he called me up. I was living in New York, and he was in California, and he called me up one night and called me Michael, which, okay, I could let that go.
Okay.
It was late my time, and he said, "Hey, Michael, how do you tune a bass?" I said, "I think it's EADG. He said, "Okay, thanks," and hung up. So that was my big Miles Davis phone call story.
Worked with all these different people, and you've done a lot of solo work, a lot of fusion work, and this is a pretty much straight ahead jazz album.
Well, just as far as the straight ahead aspect, I've always played straight ahead my whole life, and sometimes it's taken a little bit of a backseat to the more electronic-y fusion stuff, but in my soul it's been what I feel closest to in a way, or just acoustic piano has always pulled me, you know. This particular album came about as a friend of mine was moving his studio from one house to another, and he just asked if I could get some guys together to just sort of test out his new place. And I had done a few jobs with this lineup of Steve Haas and Kevin Axe. And I just asked them if they would be available to come over and play a couple tunes. And we just sort of helped them out one day. We played a couple tracks and it sounded really good and it was fun. And I just said, hey, let's do a few more days and knock this out. So it wasn't really, it wasn't like, okay, this is time to put this record out. It was sort of doing a friend a favor and it just sort of developed naturally.
One of the songs you recorded was a Mingus song, Nostalgia in Times Square. How did all the different songs from these different songwriters as well as yourself come to be in such a short amount of time? How did you choose these songs?
You know, a lot of them I had all been playing for years and been playing with a trio for years, so they were just sort of part of the set. You know, others, I just thought of it for that date and brought along some music and we just banged it out. It's kind of a mixture of things that we were very comfortable with and things that we had never played before.
Is Mingus someone that you've looked up to over the years?
Honestly, I can't say that. I just had been taken with the song and played it for years. It's become a kind of a go-to song for me.
Well, the new album is Puzzle. It's by our guest, Mitch Forman. And you recorded a song from Jonathan Brooke on here called 10 Cent Wings. That's what I find interesting are the different people that you're covering from Mingus to Jonathan Brooke. Could you talk about 10 Cent Wings?
You know, I love that record. I love that band she had called The Story. I think I find a record and I just listen to it over and over again. And I listen to that record. And her and I I got to meet her a few years ago, probably 2 years ago. Yeah, you know what? I just liked that song. I started playing it. I wrote it down. We came up with a quick arrangement, put it out. She's a great person and I think a brilliant songwriter and a great creative spirit.
Well, I'm going to get to songs you wrote on this album called Puzzle. Cartoons. When you write songs, I imagine you just sit down at the piano and start going, or are you charting things out ahead of time? How do you write?
You know, there are different methods for different eras. Cartoons was written a long time ago. I actually recorded it on a solo piano record, probably in the 80s. I did two solo piano records for an Italian label. That one was where you just sit around, play piano, and anything that's worthy, you write down and scribble out. I used to keep notebooks and have little themes, little ideas, and go back to it the next day and flush them out. I don't know if it's gotten worse or better, but it's easy to just, you know, you can come up with a whole track and have a whole background and have emulate a whole band in your computer and, you know, just sort of improvise and save stuff. And there's something in me that tends to think that the old way of just sitting at a piano and just whatever is worthy to be written down gets written down.
Well, Mitchell Forman, thank you so much for your time. Congratulations on the new album, Puzzle, and I hope to get to talk to you down the road again.
All right, well, thank you so much, John.